July 9, 1930 Value of the human will when it enters into the divine. Fears because of authoritative judgments. Answers of Jesus and his teachings. My little intelligence feels the extreme need of the divine will, because it alone is my support, my strength, my life. Oh, divine will, oh please. Do not abandon me. And if I, ungrateful, have not been able to follow your flight, your light, oh please. Forgive me, and fortifying my weakness, absorb into yourself the small atom of my existence, and may it live dissolved in you, to live only and always of your supreme will. But while my mind was wandering in the divine fiat, my sweet Jesus, making his little visit to my soul, told me, My daughter, courage, I am with you, what do you fear? If you knew the beauty, the value that the human will acquires when it enters and has continuous dwelling in the divine fiat, you would not lose one instant of living in it. You must know that as the human will enters into the divine, our light invests it and embellishes it of our rare beauty. The soul remains so identified that she does not feel a stranger with her Creator. On the contrary, she feels that she is all of the Supreme Being, and the Divine Being is all hers. And with the freedom of a daughter, without fear and with enrapturing trust, she rises into the unity of the will of her Creator, and, in this unity, the atom of the human will emits her I love you. And while she forms her act of love, all the divine love runs, surrounds, embraces, transmutes itself into the I love you of the creature, and makes it so great, for as great as is our love. And we feel in the little I love you of the creature the fibers, the life of our love. And we give it the value of our love, and feel in the little I love you the happiness of our love. This little I love you no longer goes out from within the unity of our volition. And while it remains, it spreads so much within the orbit of the fiat, that it does nothing but follow the divine will everywhere. And so with all the other acts which she intends to do in our will. You must think that a creative will enters into the act of the creature, and therefore it must do worthy acts, as those which a divine will knows how to do, and which are befitting to it. Then, I was feeling oppressed more than ever. My poor mind was made gloomy by thoughts that crushed me and took away from me the beautiful serenity of the day of peace, always enjoyed by me, and such that Jesus himself so much cared and was jealous of my peace, and would not permit that anything would disturb me. And now I feel that they want to make roaring of storm pour down upon my head. And this, because, as some authoritative people had read some volumes of my writings, they found difficulties on the intimacies that Jesus had used with me, his pouring his bitternesses into my unworthy soul, and many other things, for it was not of the divine dignity to act in this way with the creature. And since I was in my simplicity, as my past confessors and also other holy and authoritative people had assured me, because I, trepidant, would ask them whether it was Jesus or not that was acting in this way with me. And they assured me that it was Jesus, saying to me that it is his usual way to play on the face of the earth with his creatures, and I believed in their assurances, and giving myself prey to Jesus, I would let him do with me whatever he wanted. And even if he would subject me to atrocious pains, and even to death itself, I felt happy, as happened many times. As long as Jesus is content, I would say, that is enough for me single quote. More so, since in what my sweet Jesus has done with me, whether he would pour or he would bring me together with him, or whatever other thing he might do to me, I do not remember ever having felt in me a shadow of sins, or tendencies that are not good and holy. On the contrary, his touch was pure and holy, and I would feel more pure. With his pouring from his mouth into mine, which was like a little fountain coming out from the mouth of Jesus and pouring into mine, from the pains that I would feel, I could touch with my own hand how much Jesus suffers, how ugly sin is. And I would have laid down my life a thousand times rather than offend him. And I would feel my whole little being convert into reparations, to be able to defend my sweet Jesus. So, Thinking that an act so holy of Jesus had been interpreted so badly, I felt so bad that I have no words to express myself. Then, blessed Jesus, having compassion for me, made himself seen, and all afflicted and tenderness, told me, "My daughter, do not fear, my way of acting is always pure and holy, whatever it might be, even if it should appear strange to creatures. In fact, all the sanctity is not in the external act of the way of acting, but is from the fount of the internal sanctity from which it comes, and from the fruits that my way of acting produces. If the fruits are holy, why want to judge my way? So I liked it, and therefore I did it. It is from the fruits that the tree is known, whether it is good, mediocre or bad. And I am greatly disappointed that instead of looking at the fruits, they judge the cortex of the tree, and maybe not even the substance and the life of the same tree. Poor ones, what can they comprehend by looking at the cortex of my ways without descending to the fruits that I have produced? They will remain more in the dark, and they can incur in the disgrace of the Pharisees who, looking in me at the cortex of my works and words, not at the substance of the fruits of my life, remained blind and ended up giving me death. And besides, is this the way to make a judgment without imploring the author and giver of lights and consulting the one whom they judge with such ease? And then, what wrongs did I do, and what is it that you received as I would pour from my mouth into yours the little fountain which came out from the fount of my bitternesses, and which creatures give me? I did not pour sin into you, but part of its effects, and this is why you felt the intensity of the bitternesses, the nausea, how ugly sin is. And you, in feeling these effects, abhorred sin and comprehended how much your Jesus suffers, transmuting your being, and even each drop of your blood, into reparations for your Jesus. Ah! You would not have loved so much to suffer in order to repair me, had you not felt within you the effects of sin and how much your Jesus suffers in being offended. But they might question why I was doing it from the mouth. I could do it differently. That is the way I like it. I wanted to act with you like a father acts with his little daughter. Because she is little, she lets him do to her whatever he wants, and her father pours himself into his little one, with ways so affectionate and loving, as if he found his own life in her, because he knows that she would refuse nothing to her father, even if the sacrifice of her life were required. Ah! My daughter, my crime is always love, and it is also the crime of those who love me. Finding no other material on which to judge, they judge my too much love, and that of my children, who perhaps have laid down their lives even for them. And besides, now they can judge as they want, but what will their confusion not be when they come before me and will know with clarity that I myself have been the one who has acted in that way, condemned by them, and that their judgment has prevented for me a great glory of mine and a great good in the midst of creatures, which is that of knowing with more clarity what it means to do my divine will and to let it reign. There's no graver crime than that of preventing good. Therefore, my daughter, I recommend to you, do not want to become disturbed, or move anything of all that passes between me and you. Make me assure that my operating has its fulfillment in you. Do not want to give me any sorrow on your part. I wanted to diffuse the good outside of you, but the human will comes across my designs. Therefore, pray that the human will be conquered and the kingdom of my divine will in the midst of creatures may not be suffocated. However, I tell you that my knowledges on my divine will not remain buried. They are part of my divine life and, as life, are not subject to dying. At the most, they might remain hidden, but dying, never. In fact, it is a decree of the divinity that the kingdom of my divine will be known. And when we decree, there is no human power that can resist us. At the most, it will be a matter of time. And in spite of the oppositions and adverse judgments of these authoritative people, I will make my way. And if these, with their judgments, want to bury a good so great and so many divine lives of my truths, I will put them aside and will make my way, disposing other people, more humble and simple, and who more easily believe in my admirable and multiple ways which I use with souls. And with their simplicity, instead of finding quibbles and difficulties, they will recognize, as gift of heaven, what I have manifested on my divine will. And these will serve me in an admirable way to propagate in the world the knowledges about my fiat. Did the same not happen in my coming upon earth? The learned, the erudite, the people of dignity, did not want to listen to me. On the contrary, they were ashamed to approach me. Their doctrine made them believe that I could not be the promised Messiah, in a way that they reached the point of hating me. And I put them aside, and chose humble, simple and poor fishermen, who believed me, and whom I used in an admirable way to form my church and to propagate the great good of redemption. So I will do with my divine will. Therefore, my daughter, do not lose heart in hearing of so many difficulties that there is, and let us not move anything of what passes between me and you. Continue to do what I have taught you to do in my divine will. Nothing did I neglect to do of what I had to do for redemption, even though not everyone believed me. All the evil remained for them. As for me, it befitted me to continue my course which I had established for love of creatures. So you will do. Continue your abandonment in my divine will and your acts in it, and I will not leave you, I will be always together with you. Fiat.